Anybody home?
Yep, we're all at home. Even the even the little darlings. Bless them. Prepping you for a little more time on the inside. It's the home front on RN Drive.
How green is your thumb? Mine, highly inconsistent, but I have been giving it a workout lately. Since the beginning of the coronavirus outbreak, nurseries have faced empty shelves as people flock to buy seedlings to grow their own fruit and veg. I've personally witnessed this when I've gone to buy veggies, but I am proud to say that I do have an overflowing pot of homegrown herbs on my front veranda. Yay me. But let's be real, if we had to grow all our own veggies to survive, most of us would probably struggle. Joining us this week for the home front is Morag Gamble from My Permaculture Life. Hi, Morag.
Hi, how are you going, Zoe?
Very well. Now, you've been living off the grid and growing all your fruit and veg for years. Have you seen a spike in interest in permaculture since the outbreak of COVID-19?
Oh, look, absolutely. I've constant inquiries about needing some help on how to grow food, what's best to grow here. The people looking at the different videos that I make about how to do different sorts of permaculture, gardening and composting and all of that is just absolutely spiked. It's unbelievable. But it makes a lot of sense because it's kind of something that makes us feel, I don't know, a little bit more safe and a little bit more secure and something really productive to do while we all have time at home. But it does make it challenging, doesn't it, when there's no seeds or seedlings left in the store. So that's kind of something that I've been really looking and trying to share out as well. So what do you do when there's nothing left in the stores to grow?
What are your options? And also the time frame on growing things from seeds is pretty long, right?
Yeah, so there's a lot of things that I can suggest to do that you can do really quickly. So, I mean, maybe the first thing you can think about is actually just looking around your garden to start with and see what's already growing there. There could be a whole lot of wild foods that you maybe hadn't noticed before. A lot of things that we call weeds are actually various sorts of foods that we can eat. And there's, you know, some of the common ones you might see are things like purslane or dandelions or even the much maligned farmer's friends or cobbler's pegs. They're actually a really important food in many parts of the world. So that's all food that you can just eat now. You don't even have to wait. Then maybe if you've got a few seeds or something that you can sprout, you can get your sprouts happening in a couple of days and get some more really good nutrient-dense food happening, because that's kind of the key to getting, you know, staying healthy is having that nutrient-dense food, not just the stuff that we stockpile. And you can look in your cupboard and say something. If you eat chia on a regular basis, you might have a little store of chia in a jar in your pantry. Well, you can actually sprinkle that out in your garden or in a pot and it will grow.
That is such a cool idea. I'd never thought of that.
So you can eat that as microgreens after maybe 5 days and put that on your salad instead of lettuce. You can let it grow much taller and be eating the leaves all along and have that as a kind of a spinach alternative, or maybe wait until it's, you know, when it's fully grown and then you can harvest your own seeds. But for the quick food, those kind of microgreens are really, really great.
And what about if I don't actually have a garden, Morag? What about if I live in an apartment and maybe I've got a balcony, maybe I've just got a window?
Yeah, well, exactly these things like the microgreens and sprouts, you can do anywhere. You can do them on your windowsill, even inside or on a small balcony. So you can get those kind of microgreens happening right now. But you could have on your veranda a series of herbs. And one thing that I think is a really good thing to try, if you grab a pot and a sweet potato from the store and you stick the sweet potato in, so you're not doing this to try and grow more sweet potato roots, it will very quickly grow shoots, and it's those that you can eat as a spinach alternative. Hmm. You can do the same thing with cherry tomatoes, for example. You can get some cherry tomatoes from the store and squeeze them out on a pot, and then the seeds will start to sprout. And that'll take a little bit longer, but it's the leafy greens, it's the salads, it's the herbs, all of those things you can get happening quickly.
And so what about positioning of things, Morag? I mean, also we're going into winter, so, you know, if you're not an ace gardener, how do you know where to put stuff so it's not just going to die overnight?
Yeah, look, all you really need to know is that your veggies to grow well need about 6 hours of sunlight a day. And if it's salady greens, it could even get away with 4 hours. So as long as you've got a nice patch of sun coming in for at least part of the day, it's going to go pretty well. And the key thing really is to try and keep them watered and keep them fed. And I think actually we overwater our plants quite often and they suffer with that. They're pretty hardy. A lot of things like herbs and these basic plants are really very easy to grow. So, for example, if you've got some spring onions from the store and chopped off the bottoms and stuck them in a pot and put a little bit of mulch around it and every now and then gave it a little bit of a feed with something, you would have perfect spring onions growing. And you don't even need to keep replanting them then. You just keep snipping the tops and they stay in the ground. But look around in and around. I mean, maybe there's a mulberry leaf, a mulberry tree growing somewhere or an olive tree. Actually, the leaves of these plants are edible too. So a mulberry leaf you can use as a wrap or you can use it as a tea. You can make a fantastic green tea from the leaves of our olives. So even our teas as well as our salad greens and our veggies we can grow. Well, actually, we don't even need to grow those. They're probably just in gardens up and down the street somewhere if we can identify what those are.
Morag, so full of ideas. Thank you so much. I'm going to go home and try to apply some tomorrow morning. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Morag Gamble from My Permaculture Life on the home front, and she'll be back in a few weeks' time. This is RN Drive.